Around this time next year, the Election Commission will have announced the dates of the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Usually with barely a year left, one would expect the opposition to be finalizing their strategies and agendas. Do you see them doing that? Let's look at the summary of last week's headlines. Rahul Gandhi returns from abroad. Disruptions in parliament, opposition demands a JPC on Adani, BJP wants Rahul's apology. Trinamool Congress and NCP skip opposition march to ED office. Akhilesh Yadav Mamata Banerjee meet in Kolkata, discuss anti-BJP non-Congress front. Banerjee to meet Naveen Patnaik. There were many others, but they won't be much different from what the opposition did in the week before, or last month, or last year, or last to last year. As if they were in a time warp. Vyapam, Rafal, COVID-19, Chinese incursions, unemployment, price rise, they are all passe now. New parliament session, new slogans, with the same old intent to bring Prime Minister Narendra Modi down from his pedestal. Last week, Arvind Kejriwal's AAP and KCR's BRS joined the Congress in protests against alleged misuse of central investigation agencies and demanding JPC committee on Adani. TMC and NCP skipped it. In earlier days, TMC and NCP would be with the Congress and the AAP and the BRS or TRS would skip it. Meetings between Akhilesh, Mamata Banerjee, KCR, Kejriwal, Kumaraswamy and others have been making headlines for years. Their agendas were the same, a third front. The results of these meetings were also the same. Nothing concrete emerged out of them. So what's the opposition doing a year ahead of the 2024 Lok Sabha election that they did not do in 2018? Essentially, nothing different. Other than the Bharat Jodo Yatra that emboldened the Congress to claim its numero uno status in the opposition camp. But the Yatra seems to be already fading from public memory, even within the Congress. Public posturing aside, ask any opposition leader about their best hope in 2024. Most of them will tell you that it is to bring the BJP's tally down below 250 in the 543-seat Lok Sabha. They think it will be the beginning of the end of the Modi era in Indian politics. They think. And who knows what opportunities it might offer to the Nitish Kumars and Mamata Banerjee's and the rest if BJP's tally really goes down further. What are they doing to bring the BJP's tally down when their past efforts only increased it from 282 in 2014 to 303 in 2019? Well, opposition leaders say that the NDA has maxed out in many states in 2014 and 2019 elections. Let me give you some examples. The NDA secured 73 and 64 seats out of 80 in Uttar Pradesh in 2014 and 19. Then 42 and 41 out of 48 in Maharashtra in these two elections. 27 and 28 out of 29 in Madhya Pradesh. All 25 and all 26 in Rajasthan and Gujarat in both elections. 17 and 25 out of 28 in Karnataka. 31 and 39 out of 40 in Bihar. 12 out of the 14 in both elections in Jharkhand, 10 and 9 out of 11 in Chhattisgarh, 7 and 10 out of 10 in Haryana, and all 4 and all 5 in Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. In just these dozen states, the NDA has had a tight grip on 280-290 Lok Sabha seats in the past two elections. Opposition leaders will tell you that the BJP is maxing out in these states. They seem to be convinced that these numbers will come down by at least 20-25%, bringing the BJP's tally below 250 in the Lok Sabha in 2024. That's also because they think the ruling party can't significantly improve its tally in other states. And why do they think the BJP's tally in those dozen states would go down? First is the maxing out theory. The seats can only go down. Second, the BJP has lost major allies, Uddhav Thackeray in Maharashtra and Nitish Kumar in Bihar. The opposition is, of course, conveniently ignoring other factors. In Bihar, for instance, Nitish Kumar had split ties with the BJP before the 2014 elections. The BJP had to go with Ram Vilas Paswan's LJP and Upendra Kushwaha's RLSP. But the NDA still won 31 out of those 40 seats. Nitish Kumar's popularity has only gone down since then. And Kushwaha and Chirag Paswan look all set to ally with the BJP once again in 2024. Similarly, a grand alliance between the SP, the BSP and the RLD had managed to bring down the NDA's tally to 64 in 2019 in UP from 73 in 2014. Now that the BJP has already declared it's not going to ally with the SP or any other party in 2024, the BJP may even be looking to better its 2014 tally in UP, that's 73, especially with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also gaining in popularity. Modi was the single most important factor in the 2014 and 2019 elections, and BJP allies gained more from their alliance than the other way around. It was evident from the performance of Nitish Kumar's JDU. So, 2 seats without the BJP in 2014 and 16 seats with the BJP in 2019. There is no evidence of a dip in PM Modi's popularity in these states. Opposition leaders also are seeing some headwinds against the BJP in other states. They are expecting a dip in the BJP's tally in West Bengal, that's 18 in 2019, given how Mamata Banerjee defeated the party in the last assembly election. Similarly, they see the BJP sliding in Odisha from 8 in 2019. With Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik realizing the threat and fighting back. Essentially, the opposition's hope lies in the voters' fatigue with Modi after his 2 terms in office. This is giving them the confidence that they can continue to do the same things and produce a different result in 2024. That's why I said opposition leaders seem to be living in a or stuck in a time warp. Their notion about the BJP maxing out in the dozen states that we talked about is based on optimism and, to an extent, wishful thinking. As of today, there is no indication from the ground to suggest that Modi voters are doing a rethink or that some of these voters might have joined the Bharat Jodo Yatra. Look at the contrast in the approach of the ruling and the opposition parties. The BJP is working on its weak areas. It has already deployed 70 senior leaders, including ministers, to work in about 144 Lok Sabha constituencies, including many that it lost. Each of them has been given a cluster of 3 to 4 seats to work on. The party's endeavor to make forays into uncharted territories continues at full pace. I mean, just look at the headlines last week, and you will see the BJP laying its 2024 and even 2029 roadmap. On the 12th of March, Amit Shah was in Thrissur, Kerala, where the BJP drew a blank in 2019. Shah was there to address a rally and take a stock of the party's preparations for the next election. PM Modi is likely to visit the state this week. In contrast, just look at how many times Rahul or Priyanka Gandhi has visited UP, where the party has been decimated, for that matter Bihar, or many other states. Last Friday, Amit Shah met actor turned politician Chiranjeevi, a congressman who has retired from active politics, and his son, that RRR star Ram Charan in Delhi. There was nothing political about this meeting, ostensibly, but it comes at a time when Chiranjeevi's younger brother Pawan Kalyan of the Jan Sena, a BJP ally, is warming up to the TDP. I mean, he has had several meetings with Chandrababu Naidu. And the BJP is trying to expand its presence in Andhra Pradesh, despite the ruling party, Jagan Mohan Reddy's YSRCP, being friendly and showing no intent to even meet anyone from the opposition camp. In Tamil Nadu, where the BJP is still trying to find its own feet, you must have heard the Annamalai, the state chief, saying the other day to his party colleagues that he did not want the party's alliance with the AIADMK to continue. He wants to chart a course independent of E.K. Palaniswamy-led AIADMK. Now, his statement, his remark to his party colleagues came days after EPS inducted about a dozen BJP leaders into the AIADMK. I have already done one political adda with my colleague in Chennai, so I won't go into details. While the BJP High Commander has not taken a call on the alliance, Annamalai's assertions show the BJP's eagerness, or Annamalai's eagerness probably, not to hang on to the AIADMK's coattails and make its own mark. On Friday, Maharashtra BJP chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule, he was quoted by the Times of India, saying at a party meeting that in the 2024 assembly elections, the BJP would contest 240 seats and Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena will get the remaining 48 in the 288-member assembly. It created a flutter in the ruling coalition. Although Bavankule later sought to put a lid on the controversy by saying that his remark had been misinterpreted and seat sharing between the allies was not finalized yet, political observers in Maharashtra saw it as an indication of the BJP's future expansion plan at the cost of its new ally. Bavankule was obviously testing the water. What these instances show us is the BJP's untiring attempts to consolidate and expand at the expense of both allies and adversaries. And its likely impact will be felt much beyond 2024. There lies the difference between the opposition and the BJP. One is waiting for things to happen, and another is going out of the way to make things happen. That's all from me in this episode of Politically Correct. Thanks for watching.